Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Bud Mishkin, and these are today's top local stories. A fatal shooting last night in a barbershop in Brownsville, Brooklyn. Police say they responded just after 9:30. They found two men shot. Both were believed to be customers of the barbershop. One man was killed. Another is in stable condition with a wound to his leg. Police say a suspect approached from outside the Champion Cuts barbershop and fired several times through the window. No arrests as of yet. And tragedy in Bensonhurst. Police say an 18-year-old woman was found dead Friday morning in the home of her boyfriend. Authorities say they discovered Damaris Maravilla unresponsive when they answered a call just after 10 a.m. The victim's boyfriend, 26-year-old Dylan Diaz, is under arrest on murder charges. Police say the two have a child together and lived in separate places on the same block. Police say they were called at least four times when the couple had argued over custody of the child. Police say they have a suspect in the theft of a wheelchair of a 96-year-old Holocaust survivor. Eric Plan says he had left his $2,500 motorized wheelchair outside his doctor's office on West End Avenue near 73rd Street in Manhattan on Tuesday, and he says when he came out, it was gone. Plan says he's not really bothered by the loss of expensive wheelchair as much as the principle of the thing that someone would steal a wheelchair knowing that a handicapped person would not be able to get around. Police tell 1010 Wins they arrested and charged 45-year-old Tori Branch from the Bronx, and charges include grand larceny, criminal possession of stolen property. The wheelchair has not been recovered. Abortion rights rallies continue this weekend in our area in the aftermath of the leaked story to Politico that the Supreme Court is prepared to overturn Roe v. Wade. Two rallies are scheduled on Long Island with Attorney General Letitia James, first in Nassau and then in Suffolk. 1010 Wins spoke to Nassau County State Senator Anna Kaplan.
And we want to make sure that New Yorkers' voices are being heard and that we as elected stand together and tell all the New Yorkers that we are here to protect their rights in the state of New York.
And another rally is scheduled in Fairlawn, New Jersey this afternoon with Congressman Josh Gottheimer. Ridership is back up on the New York City subway to what it was before the Omicron wave hit in early December. Data from the MTA shows riders took 3.5 million trips on Thursday. Officials consider it a major milestone as they struggle to get people back on the trains. However, this rider would prefer not to take the subway at all.
I don't have the money to take Uber. My only choice is to buy that $132 pass and take the subway. Doesn't matter how unsafe it is.
The governor, the mayor, and the NYPD have been working to address safety concerns. Ridership is still well below the pandemic levels of roughly 5.5 million riders on an average weekday. The fallout continues from this week's big story, the Politico story about a preliminary draft Supreme Court ruling that may eventually strike down the constitutional right to an abortion. There are abortion rights rallies planned today for Nassau and Suffolk counties, also in Fairlawn, New Jersey. So far, all of the protests here and around the country have been peaceful. Regardless, the NYPD is increasing patrols at Catholic churches. There was a peaceful protest outside the Basilica of St. Patrick's Old Cathedral on Mulberry Street in Manhattan this morning. The Archdiocese of New York told the Post that it plans to increase security as well. When we think of the famed Greenwood Cemetery in Brooklyn, we don't necessarily think of art. But in 2020, Heidi Lau was named the first artist in residence in the history of the cemetery. She lived in a studio in the landmark Fort Hamilton Gatehouse, was given unprecedented access to the cemetery's grounds, staff, and archives. The result? Today's opening of an installation by Lau called Gardens as Cosmic Terrains, inspired by her explorations of the cemetery. The installation was created specially for the catacombs of the cemetery. Viewing the installation will include a walk of Greenwood's winding paths and hilly terrain. Might be cloudy today, but that doesn't mean the sun can't be doing damage to your skin. May is National Skin Cancer and Melanoma Awareness Month, and incidents of melanoma are on the rise. Anna Lee Trask is the program coordinator for Cancer Prevention and Action with Stony Brook Cancer Center, and she spoke with 1010 Wins.
So young people are actually being affected by melanoma, and it's increasing among those demographics, which is very frightening to see. One of the worst parts about it is it is very preventable. So there are people who die of melanoma who don't need to be dying of melanoma.
Tomorrow, Stony Brook Cancer Center is hosting a sun safety and skin cancer prevention event called Block the Sun, Not the Fun at Smith Haven Mall on Long Island, and it runs from noon to 1 p.m. tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.